From corporate scandal to cable sports, some sports nuts have probably spent thousands of hours watching the ESPN program SportsCenter. Now, the cable channel has decided that's all the qualification you need to host the show. Its new series, Dream Job, will pick one lucky viewer to fill the coveted post for a full year, but ESPN isn't giving the anchor job to just anyone. Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. He also reviews TV for Day to Day, and he has these reflections.
What sports fan among us hasn't fantasized about hosting ESPN's SportsCenter? This addictive daily dose of sports news has accomplished what once seemed unthinkable. The person sitting behind the anchor desk can actually be cool. Now ESPN has decided to rent out the anchor chair for a full year to anyone who thinks they have a gift of gabbing about everything from baseball to bocce. The best of the bunch would be selected to serve as a bona fide SportsCenter anchor. The Dream Job series chronicles the search, beginning with open auditions in 29 cities that drew 10,000 people. From there, it went just like any team tryout. A series of cuts were made by testing each candidate's potential. But instead of win sprints, ESPN subjected the hopefuls to sports trivia questions, writing samples, and oral presentations. Dream Job focuses primarily on the 12 finalists, one of which is voted off each week in classic reality TV fashion. A show like Dream Job is going to live and die by its cast of contestants. ESPN brings together a diverse bunch, including an attorney, a computer programmer, an auto supply salesman, a TJ Maxx retail sales manager, and three college seniors. But as anyone who has spent just a few minutes watching SportsCenter knows, its anchors are all pretty much cut from the same cloth. Whether it's slang-happy Stuart Scott or straight-shooting John Anderson, the emphasis is on sarcastic wit and a snazzy-looking suit. That's why many of the contestants seem to be channeling the channel, delivering the news in the same style as always. That's why I'm rooting for Zachariah Selwyn, a 28-year-old actor-musician from Los Angeles. With his shaggy beard and hipster duds, he doesn't look anything like the blow-dried, spit-shined ESPN archetype. His goofy humor is so far afield from what we've come to expect from SportsCenter, I can't help but give in to an anarchist impulse to see how he might shake things up. I also wonder whether Dream Job is teetering on the edge of a slippery slope. It's one thing when American Idol picks the best singer, or MTV crowns one of its own viewers a VJ for the year. But there always seemed to be something sacred about being a SportsCenter host. I feel as if ESPN should take itself as seriously as any news division. Would 60 Minutes hire its next correspondent through open auditions? Mike Wallace would probably pick at his office building. So choose wisely, America. Pick the wrong person, and Dream Job could turn SportsCenter into a nightmare.
Andrew Wallenstein covers TV for The Hollywood Reporter. Dream Job premieres live Sunday night at 10 Eastern on ESPN. Now, what we need is a Dream Job version of public radio to co-host Day to Day for a week. What do you think?